The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
In your soul.
Travis's soul is not settled.
Oh, yeah. You got a future, brother.
You guys, I really like this song.
We do, cool, too. Huh? Yeah. All of our Jefferson songs are awesome. We've got some great patriots that are writing songs regarding Jefferson and bar stool sitters and whatnot. So.
Yeah, that. It's kind of short and kind of square. Foaming his mustache.
I wonder who that is.
What was you before you shaved your mustache?
Yeah, right.
and the good-looking guy sitting next to me was Dan Scovel.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to prop you up and keep you from falling off.
He was there for eye candy. I was just there to drink the beer.
There you go.
That's why I do radio and I don't get to do any TV work, right?
Yeah, we all have a face for radio.
Oh, man, so do I.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. This is Jefferson State of Mind.
Mine.
What movie?
Oh, I don't know. What is that?
Finding Nemo. When you have five kids and three grandkids, you know every Disney movie that's ever been made. Anyway, we are broadcasting live here from KCNR, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better.
When it's up and working.
Mm-hmm. When it's up and working. And if you have a comment or a question,
we don't
want to
hear it. Don't want to hear it.
Unless you agree with us.
No, not even then. Not even then.
Oh, you're cranky this morning. Good heavens.
No, nope, nope.
Came in here, he bit everybody's head off.
Yeah, right.
530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. So good morning, Wynn. Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Anyway, a lot of interesting things going on this week.
We have Dan Scoville in the studio with us this morning.
Oh, I did say good morning, Dan, didn't I?
You did say Dan, but you didn't say Dan.
Well, Dan's just kind of going to be sitting in here. We're going to try to get him in here a lot.
Yeah, because
just hanging out with you guys.
He's better at this than we are.
Nothing else to do today. I actually gave up on football this year for the first time in 40 years. So, I mean, it's, you know, with all that's going on with that.
So you're lost, are you?
Yeah, so here I am.
That's okay, buddy. We need you here. Believe me, we need you here.
All right.
Amen, brother.
And, Dan, you want to tell folks what you do?
Well, I'm in the California State Militia. I'm part of the Alpha Company up here in Northern California, and we teach self-reliance for the most part and try to get people involved with their communities and things in their environment, with their neighbors. I mean, just let's do some things, you know, to make ourselves stronger together instead of people just kind of going off on their own. And as if you see now what's going on in our world, we need to unite more than ever.
Absolutely. And we'll get into that in the second segment for sure.
Yeah. Lock arms and move forward. Yep.
One thing I did want to say, Dan was on our program last week, and I got so many comments and phone calls during the week about some of the great things that the militia does. And they take these young men and women out on a camping trip. And, Dan, can you go into that a little bit? I've got a lot of comments on that. People really thought that was amazing.
Really, there is not I get a lot of flack for this, by the way, but we just haven't got to it. But there's just a boys' camp now.
Okay.
Eventually we want to do a girls' camp.
Okay.
And we think that's maybe even more important with what's going on in our environment, with what's happening in our young women and our society, with the social media and all the things that are going on. And they're not getting taught anything in schools either. They're just kind of like our young men. So they need to understand the importance of America, what it stands for, our founding principles, and who we are, and why we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and why it's important for the national anthem to stand for that. So the boys' camp basically is a camp that we run for a couple of days, and we teach them self-reliance. I mean, they literally get there and they pack their own backpacks. They hike it into an area and they will build their own shelters, and they learned how to shoot, repel, and I mean, just anything you could think of. And then we have on our Saturday nights there, we have a thing called a fireside chat. And we sit around, we'll talk about America and our founding principles and why it's important to do the right thing in society, why you might help the elderly and do the things that we're supposed to do and things that are not being taught anymore in our schools. And so we try to fill in those gaps.
Yeah, I know that you were mentioning last week on the show that there's some ladies that are interested in doing this camp, and you're going to have these ladies do this camp for young girls.
Yeah, we're going to try to find – it's got to be the right combination of ladies that want to take on something like this. It will be blueprinted just a lot like the boys' camp, and we won't run that, but we will help guide them and get them started. And that is something that I'm looking into, and me and a few other guys, and we're trying to get that going. Hopefully we can get something soon. The COVID thing did put us back a little bit.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's important to have things like that and have the point of separation where you have the young ladies and young men separated. And there are a lot of obvious reasons for that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's why you have to do it, because you deal with and talk with and educate young men differently than you do young ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you don't want a bunch of guys going out trying to teach young ladies things, because they're not going to be able to think as a female does. So you want to be careful on what you do and how you do it, because you want them to all be successful, whoever they are.
Yeah. And so that's all in the works, and we're hoping to get that up and running. But we definitely will have a boys camp coming up in probably April.
Okay, cool.
So that's going to go no matter what. We're going to do it.
Now, okay. Is that a once a year thing? Or?
That's twice in spring and the fall.
Okay.
And we take 25 to 30 kids on average. And, you know, this kind of started for families that might have had one parent situation.
Yeah.
Or a boy didn't have a father, things like that. But then it kind of evolved into other kids wanted to go. And what we found is that the combination of the kids that had a strong family group going, you know, at home, they blended really well with those other boys, and they worked together. They made them both stronger.
Right.
So some of the kids understood what they had, and the other ones realized what they didn't have, and together they become stronger together. So I see that evolve that way. It was really pretty nice.
And you're probably helping friendships to come together because of what they're going through.
Oh, yeah.
What they're doing. And
some of those kids you see, they're still together, hanging out, and they're buddies, you know.
That's awesome.
And so
especially if they weren't in the same life circle.
Yeah.
You know, they may not beforehand. Now they are, and they're going to be tight. And especially when they're young like that, they're going to be tight for the rest of their lives.
We had one young man, and when he started out, it was maybe 11, 12, probably 12.
Okay.
And we did a call to action group there with you guys that have been in Red Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And he, 3 years later, I mean, he went from just a kid kicking rocks around to, you know, he's standing up in front of a group of people speaking about it. And you probably remember when we were talking about the boys camp.
Right.
And I thought, man, look at that. In just 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow. He went from, you know, that kid to now he's standing up and he's just a fine young man.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat. I know that you guys go through the Bible, of course. You also give each one of them a pocket constitution.
They all get a constitution.
Yep. And so it's really been it really is a great thing here, and I'm so glad that Dan's joining us, and hopefully as much as you want, brother.
Thank you.
I want to say just a couple of things before we go into the break, and then we'll go into this after the break, and that is that there's a program called Anomic Age, ANOMIC Age.com. It's broadcasted out of North Carolina by a man named John Age, and John's a former educator, a wonderful young guy, does a great program. The format is similar, at least at the beginning, to InfoWars, and then he does an interview. Well, I did an interview with him on December 10th about Jefferson, about liberty, but I think that the thing that was really great about that interview was the fact that you had two men on different sides of the United States having the same problems with their governor, with their state, with the overreach of the government, and interestingly enough, with what we call in California county supervisors and what they call in North Carolina county commissioners. And that particular issue, it was amazing. It was a great conversation. He's become a great friend. And you can listen to him at OMICH, all one word, anomicage.com. And all his programs are archived. He has a lot of guests on there. We just did it December 10th, and I know Sal will be getting that out to a lot of the counties, and not so much because of the fact that one of the Jefferson guys were on there, but more of the fact of the parallels and the same issues that we have, they have. We even talked about the militia. In fact, I know that they want to have Dan Scovell on, Woody Clendenin. They want to have Mark Baird on, our good friend Chris Ann Hall. So it's really, we're uniting with a lot of these groups all across the United States in being able to communicate our message of liberty and our message of unity. And it's amazing to me the likenesses of the same issues that we have, they have. It's amazing to me.
Well, that just means they're being suppressed like we're being suppressed.
Yes, sir.
But I'm sure we're being suppressed on a much grander scale here in California than they are. But nonetheless, it's still, who knows? I don't live there.
When you watch the program, you'll hear some stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah. Good. I'll have to do that.
Yeah. And but John is, their governor's name is Cooper. And through the program, I kept making the mistake of calling North Carolina South Carolina because they do crap like that.
Yeah.
And so I kept making the mistake of saying that. And South Carolina has a really good governor, so South Carolina, I apologize. Anyway, with that, we'll go off to a quick break here. Phone number here is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567, and time has come.
For 51.
We need to get it done.
Amen.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, that I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Is that supposed to be Christmas music?
Yes.
It's better.
Is that Mannheim Steamroller?
Yes, yes, it is.
It's going here.
They rock.
Should be the theme song for 2020, right?
That's it. Yeah, it's it, the best part about our music is to watch Travis dance.
Yes.
We're going to do a video, man.
Please don't.
We're here with Dan Scovel and my partner, Wynn. And, of course, Travis is at the helm in there. One thing we want to go back to about this outreach that is done with young men and kids as far as this camp goes, the militia puts on, is there is a video. Isn't that right, Dan?
Yeah, there's a video made by one of our local directors that does some movies up here, and he was nice enough to do it for us. And it is called the Cottonwood Minutemen Camp, Our Story. It's about a 3-minute video, and it's very well done, and I think people that are interested would really enjoy it if they went and looked it up.
Sounds good.
Okay, the Cottonwood Minuteman or Minutemen?
Minutemen Camp.
Camp, okay.
Our Story.
It's Our Story, okay. Cool.
That's awesome.
Well, we're going to check it out and see what it's all about.
So, Sally, honey, if you're getting this, maybe you can get that out to everybody in the counties.
There you go.
That'd be great. In fact, we will do that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, one thing we wanted to talk about here, we've kind of been discussing this a little bit, and that is that Rush Limbaugh, on his program this last week, had somebody call in, and the gentleman said, you know, there's probably 80 million people that voted for Trump, and the Republican Party seems to cave all the time. Mm-hmm. The problem is that we always say, well, gee whiz, the Republican Party, you know, why don't they do anything? Why do they always cave in? Why do they always back up? Why do they always give in? Why do they always submit? You know, and this fellow's comment was that he wanted to start a third party. Rush's comment was that we already have a party that has all the foundational principles that we have called the Republican Party. Why don't we just take that over? Well, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. 605-4567, 605-4567. One of the things that came to light was that in around 2011, 2012, the Tea Party had a split. The Tea Party was going great guns. It had a split. And part of the reason for that split was the fact that one side wanted to team up with the Republicans and the other side was saying, hey, we don't want to team up with any party. The challenge with that is that we may be able to go in and try to take over the Republican Party, but how's that worked out for us? I mean, how's that really worked out?
Right.
The problem with the Republican Party that I see, and again, I mean, this is just kind of the way I see it, in that you've got a Republican Party that basically has a very, very good platform. I think we all agree with conservatism, liberty, you know, God, family, country. You know, I think we all agree with those principles. The challenge is that the leadership doesn't do any of that stuff. Or it doesn't seem to do that much stuff, or it doesn't seem to be united, where the Democrats always seem to be united lockstep. Our people are never united lockstep, and I know that our congressman, Doug LaMalfa, was on the Kumho Hour on CNN, and we got a text.
Yeah.
We got a text for that, and so we watched it. And, you know, Doug LaMalfa's demeanor isn't like Donald Trump's.
No.
You know, to me, I look at something, and if a guy is challenging me the way Kumho is, in fact, at one point, Kumho even called him a liar, or said that the Republicans were lying, and called us, what was it, Retrumplicans, I think?
Retrumplicans, yeah.
Retrumplicans.
Yeah.
And, you know, the response wasn't what Trump would have responded with. Or
well, and that's the thing. Kumho was just trying to get Doug to fire back, and that's all he was trying to do. He was trying to get a rise out of him, and Doug didn't go there. Doug wouldn't go there, and he didn't go there, which was good because it still shows that he has a hell of a lot more class in his pinky than Cuomo could ever buy in the great state of New York. You know, he's there's no way, and Cuomo's just trying to make better ratings because they're all failing. That's what he was doing. He's going after a Republican, and he did say he contacted 126 Republicans to come on board, and Doug was the only one who responded. Well, Doug had enough stones to do it. Why not? Go for it.
Well, I think you're right about that. You know, but just to be devil's advocate a little bit here, you know, when you look at something like that, you wonder if he's the right guy with his demeanor, meaning Doug LaMalfa, was he the right guy to be on that program? Because here's the deal, and this is why I say that, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but this is why I say it. Donald Trump did not get to the presidency by being nice to people who were adversaries. And the Democrats are adversaries. They're not friends. You're not going to talk them into anything. You know, and I'm not talking about general Democrats, but for the, but their leadership for sure, and the people in the media for sure. And I think that, I know at one point the congressman did say, you know, you're calling me names, I could call you names too, but he was going to higher ground. Well, that's good, and it shows class. But I wonder if that's gonna resonate with the average guy. I mean, you have people out there that are afraid. You have people out there that are angry. You have people out there that they see they're losing their liberty. They see what's going to be happening to their kids and their grandkids, what's happening to their countries, their country, their businesses. Does that kind of attitude resonate, or should we just basically – can I say the word ass?
Yeah, you can say ass.
Good. Shouldn't we just kick their ass?
Yeah.
Shouldn't – I mean, why don't we just stand there? This guy gives a bunch of crap to you, kick his ass. I mean, really and truly, it gets to a point where, you know,
well, it's hard to do when you're not physically in the
same. It is hard to do.
Same location. So words can be powerful or not. They can be flipped back on you. And then those networks, they can edit what they report.
Well, that's true, too.
So,
good point.
You know,
that's
Doug could have gone there with him, but yep. We don't know because they may have edited it. It wasn't shot live. And even if it was, they could still play the game and edit it somehow as far as the feedback that they're giving him.
Well, now that's a good point. Okay, that's a really good point, Wynn. And so you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Right.
And that's the deal we have. So it's kind of like, you know, people could say, well, you know, maybe he was too nice. And then people could say, well, maybe he's too harsh. I mean, the real deal is that the left is doing this stuff. And we have to turn around as the people and
right.
stand. Right. We can't really expect, you know, one guy or two guys to stand. And it goes back to the third party issue. Really and truly, you have... We don't seem to be in a position, meaning the Republican Party doesn't seem to be in a position to where they're able to really sustain any kind of battle, any kind of fight. They seem to be always on the losing end of everything. I mean, I just, for the life of me, maybe a third party is the answer. I mean, maybe it is. What do we have to lose? I guess that's what I want to throw out there. What do we have to lose starting a third party? What do we have to lose?
Well, we can also expose everybody, both sides, both parties, by creating a third party and seeing where it goes.
Yeah. Oh, we have Steve on the line. I'm sorry, Steve. I wasn't – I mean, Travis, you got to bang on the window or something, buddy. I'm sorry. Anyway, Steve, what say you, sir?
He's doing his job.
Yeah, good morning, you guys.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Great. You know, we had a group of us come down to the Cottonwood militia group down there, and they have a great organization.
Mm-hmm.
We were really impressed, and they gave us out a good handbook on starting our own up here. We've been working on it, and it seems we get a little momentum going, and then, you know, winter comes or the head guy goes away again, and it's hard to hold it together. Anyway, we're working on it. What I want to say is that please feel free to give my number out to anybody who calls you about this militia group, because we want to format the same thing that they're doing down there and get this to the young kids and the girls, the women, the young girls and stuff, get the moms and the pops involved. And I've talked to I talked to Lopi four times, and his term as sheriff, and never got anywhere with him. He kind of turned on us in the last part of his term. And I've had four phone calls into the new sheriff, and so far I haven't been able to get to him. I don't know if he's just too busy still with his new administration and everything. He's had a lot to deal with since he came into office. But I was sitting in the pharmacy the other day. I'm a contractor, and I was working on doing some projects in the pharmacy, and everybody's coming in there wearing masks, and, of course, I'm not wearing a mask. I haven't worn a mask yet. And two young girls come in, two high school girls come in, and they're not wearing a mask. Hmm. And they're standing in line, and I'm sitting over there in a chair by a wall waiting for the crowd to go away so I can finish doing what I'm doing. And I kind of give them a thumbs up for not wearing a mask, and they thumbs up me back. And I said, so one of them came over near closer to me, and I said, what's going on with your high school? What's going on with your principal? And, you know, she kind of voiced a lot of negative opinion about their feelings and not being able to go to school and all that. And this is one issue I had in running for councilman. I unfortunately lost, and that's kind of what goes on up here. There's only 3% of us pretty much that are fighting for what's right, and the rest of them are, you know, government workers and welfare and all that other stuff. Anyway, my point, what I'm trying to get to is that another thing that we need to get to is the school boards and these principals, these people who are educating our kids the wrong way, and I know we're all aware of this. But we've got to – I'm going to meet with two councilmen next week and talk to – oh, the question I had was, how does a councilman or a supervisor have any jurisdiction over schools? You know, can we
– no, you know,
no, or is it just,
no,
no, nope. Yeah. And nope. Steve, we're going to have to go to a break. It's 9:30.
Hold on for
just a second. But when we'll let you, we're going to let you go another minute or two. Wynn's got something he needs to say, and then we'll let you go for another minute or two. But I want to let you know you only have about a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Wynn.
No. I was just responding to what you were asking about who has jurisdiction over the school board. Well, it's the school board. That they're elected in
right.
a position. They solely have the responsibility. So the bone of contention is with them and the superintendent for your county. So you go rattle their cages. That's who you have to deal with. You waterboard them, rattle their cage, whatever it takes to get action.
Maybe you can unite some of the parents there to do that. That'd be really a good
thing.
And the kids.
Exactly.
It's very effective
when
you have juniors and seniors out there that are articulate, and they can go out there and speak their mind and say, we want to be back in school. We're done with this. You know, they're going to be the next voting block.
Yeah.
They're going to be the next taxpayer.
Yep.
They are going to be the next one that those people that are sitting on those boards are going to have to deal with. And guess what? They're fat, happy asses might be voted out by this next group of people coming up. So guess what? That's where you go.
I'm really glad we get to use the word ass now.
Yeah, one of the things before we went through my class, you probably saw that we do point that out. Get involved with your boards, your local chamber of commerce, your school boards, fire boards, all of it. Jump in there, and then you can take control that way.
Apply pressure.
Communities. Yep.
Yep.
And that was Dan Scoble.
Yes, sir. Yep, yep.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm doing all that. I'm marching forward with the kids and the parents.
I know. You've been great, brother. I know.
This is another thing in the militia. You know, I'm 70 years old, so I don't want to be running around, running behind rocks and bushes and getting down, getting up, and all that kind of stuff. We've tried it. It doesn't work too well with us. But, you know, I am a veteran, and please, other veterans, if you're listening and you're living in Siskiyou County, get a hold of me. We need to have a neighborhood watch.
Go ahead and give your number, Steve, before we go to break. Go ahead and give your number.
598-0378. The other thing, you know, as far as militia and older guys like me is stirring up the neighborhoods and getting these people involved, like the kids.
Right.
And, you know, the board of supervisors, the city councils. And I'm going to sit down with two of these people next week. And,
good.
And I just had a thought that, okay, so now we have to go after the principal at the high school who's closing down our school. And the kids are very unhappy about it. The parents probably don't know how much power they have, which a lot of people don't realize. It's the people, mm-hmm. not the government, who mm-hmm. run the government. So anyway, I'll get off the line. Thank you very much.
No, thank you, Steve. And Siskiyou Steve, folks. Siskiyou Steve, you want to give your phone number again? It's area code
530-598-0378.
All right, brother. Keep your powder dry.
Thank you, Steve.
You bet. Thanks.
Okey-doke.
Bye.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
all right, we need to go.
We got to go to a break.
So we're going to go break.
Time is code.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Sally had to have sent this in, right?
Oh, yeah. They're all...
Mannheim Steamroller. Did you send that in, baby?
She did.
Yeah, you did.
There's more to come.
It was funny. I mean, for a while there, we were on a Jackson Browne thing, and it was nothing but Jackson Browne. I mean, we heard Jackson Browne and Jackson Browne and Jackson Browne. And, so right now, we have Richard on the line. Richard, what say you, sir?
Oh, don't forget some Gino Vannelli. Gino Vannelli, good music.
Hey, you got it, brother. How you doing, man?
The political war in Shasta County is on. Okay? This Tuesday, they're going to have two resolutions. One resolution, they're going to indefinitely close the chamber based on what COVID tier Shasta County is in. Okay? Not even a supervisor is going to be allowed in the chambers according to what tier we're in. Remember, it's only a resolution, not legally binding, not enforceable, but this is the first shot across the bow for the recall that's coming, folks. Trust me, this is the beginning. The other resolution has to do with our online social media postings, citizen participation postings, accessibility for any documents related to the social media postings, et cetera, where they're going to restrict or eliminate public access to the social media postings regarding the virtual meeting. So that's the second shot across the bow, folks. That's this Tuesday.
Hey,
all right?
Okay. Hey, Rich.
The war is on.
Rich, on the online social media postings, does that mean we're not going to be able to watch the board meeting online? Is that what you're saying?
No, you'll be able to watch the board meetings, but the chat chat that occurs during the board meeting. It's already been hidden from public view. However, one of our other members has tried to get the public documents regarding to the hidden chats that the board members are having during the meeting, and he was refused. So their answer to that is now to put that in their administrative policies to say that they can now refuse such requests. So it's on, folks. It's on.
Well, let me ask you this. Lori sent me something, and I apologize, Lori, if you're listening. Maybe you can clarify this for us. I really apologize, but it said something about how Mary Rickert was declaring the National Bill of Rights Day on Tuesday.
Yes. All,
okay,
yes,
so can
yes,
you maybe all, you can tell us about yes. that. What's that?
Well, I read it also, so did Lori. So also in this very same Tuesday meeting coming up.
Okay.
Also on, well, by the way, these resolutions are on consent calendar, okay?
Okay.
That means they do not need to be publicly discussed during the meeting, okay? However, Les Baugh, fortunately, Les Baugh, he put on his Facebook post, I don't agree regarding closing the chambers based on a COVID tier, and Les Baugh has posted on his Facebook that he is going to bring that particular resolution out of consent into open session for discussion, so good for him. And also on the consent calendar is a Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
Some local entity proposed a Bill of Rights Day for Shasta County. I don't remember what the local entity was, local private entity. They submitted it to the board, and the board, they're going to accept it and adopt whatever day for a Bill of Rights Day. And obviously, yeah, the irony, the hypocrisy, obviously, is just scathing, right?
Well, yeah, I know that you mentioned the word recall, that Tehama County's recalling two of their supervisors. From what I understand,
yeah.
Not all of them, but two of them. And,
so,
you know, you yep. did mention that. Are you able to expound on that?
Well, I don't have any more information on the Tehama County Board recall, but obviously our recall.
That's what I was asking about, Shasta County.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, our work still continues in the background, organizational, logistical stuff, and then once we file, probably late March, early April, once we officially file, that's when the real work begins. But I'm going to get out of here. Just remember.
Well, no. I have another question. Can you stay one more minute? I have another question.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to get. I keep getting emails and requests to find out what's going on with your arrest. And I did have one comment that I saw that said that
his citizen's arrest.
What did I say?
His arrest.
Oh, did I really? I'm sorry, buddy. Gosh, I hope I'm not being a prophet. I'm sorry. Just call me the purveyor of doom, buddy. You know, I'm sorry.
I
apologize.
For the record, I have not been arrested.
Okay. So getting back to your citizen's arrest of the Board of Supervisors, I know that went over to the sheriff's office, and then apparently someone had said in a chat room I saw recently that the DA, that they booted it out and it never got to the DA's office, but I thought it did get to the DA's office. Can you explain that, please?
There's no confirmation. I don't even know where the report sits right now, because 2.5 weeks ago when I requested a copy of the report, that's when the sheriff's office clerk called and left a message saying, the report is not at the sheriff's office. It is in the DA's office for review. I got a hold of the DA's office in writing. I got their response in writing that says, we do not have the report. We never have had the report. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm still waiting to hear back from the sheriff on that to get a copy of that report.
You know, it seems as if that's been difficult for you to get answers. I know you've been stonewalled by Stonehouse.
Stonehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that, I mean, that's a problem. That's a problem when you have police officers that are stopping you or stonewalling you or doing that kind of stuff. I mean, you know, that's the thing that you can't really have. And I don't know that our sheriff, you know, you might want to, did you go directly to McGreeny after all that, or what happened?
I'm composing a letter to Mr. McGreeny to hopefully clarify all these issues, inconsistencies, lack of accountability, et cetera. So I'll be sending that off very soon.
Okay. So, all right. Well, Richard, thank you so much, buddy, for all you're doing and being such a patriot. And I agree with you. We really have to get some action going. I mean, all this other stuff we're doing is good, but we've got to get some action going. And so anyway, just keep us apprised of that. And if you have anything else comes up between now and the next hour, feel free to call into Sovereign Mind. So have a great day. And with that, we've got to go off for a break. You betcha. Time has come.
4:51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Don't look at me like that. Okay, let me tell you something. I'm doing three things at once.
I know. It's hilarious.
I needed one more song, so I hope she's okay with me picking this one.
You're fine, brother.
All right, thank you.
He's great. I mean, it's really fun to watch him in there. He moves around. He dances the whole time. I mean, it's really great. Anyway, we do have someone on the line before we go to something else we want to talk about. We have Janet on the line. Janet, is this our Janet?
Here I am, yes.
Oh, hi, darling. Thank you for waking up early for us.
I do have a ray of hope. I want everyone to know that we are moving in the right direction. If you go back to Chris Ann Hall and her comments on state sovereignty, we can't do anything about the federal government. We have very little control over the state government. But if we put all of our time, our money, and our efforts into local government, then it doesn't matter what the federal government does, because our local government will be constitutional, and they will interpose and protect our rights, and they will tell the federal government that it has no right to do what they're doing and refuse to allow them to function unconstitutionally. So work at the school board level, at the city council level, at the county board of supervisors level and make sure you have a constitutional sheriff. And that's just exactly what we're doing. So don't give up hope. Just work at the local level, and they will protect us against what's going on federally.
You know, Janet, it's great you bring that up, hon, and I want your take on this. As we know, most people don't know this, but the Board of Supervisors has jurisdiction over the health department and the people they hire. And we keep hearing about, oh, Newsom's doing that, Newsom's doing this. I'm not saying that the guy isn't a jerk and that he is someone that we should definitely recall and replace and get rid of. But I'm saying that these guys are passing the buck when they're the people, as Janet said, the local government has the jurisdiction. The Board of Supervisors, your Board of Supervisors, whoever that may be in your district, Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, no matter who those people are, they have jurisdiction over the rules and following a lot of these quote rules that the governor is putting out. They have jurisdiction. They are the ones who are making you do this. They are the ones who are enforcing these illegal things. And Janet, can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, we have an obligation to make sure that these people understand the Constitution and their oath of office. And if they don't understand, then educate them. And if they can't be educated, then remove them. And I think that's the plan. Either you function according to the Constitution or you're gone, because we are not going to put up with anything less. The Constitution is a contract between the states. And if our state can't abide by the Constitution, then we need to make sure that our leaders, not our rulers, are constitutional. It's the only thing we have left.
You're absolutely right. It's time to walk away.
If they cannot abide by the Constitution, why are they there?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, and the thing too,
let's stand firm. Let's make sure we know what we're doing and make sure that they know what they're supposed to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the fight cannot happen in Washington, D.C. for us.
You're right.
Now, it's too far away. It's too massive. But the fight can happen at the local school board, at the local city council, and at the local board of supervisors, and make sure we have a constitutional sheriff who understands that it's his job to keep federal intrusion out of our county.
It always befuddles me that the elected officials, if you will, are entrusted with our safety, you know, through the sheriff's department, and our money through the board of supervisors and city councils, whatever, and they take an oath as an individual. They take an oath to protect. Yet they fail to do that.
Entrusted with our safety. They are entrusted with securing our rights.
I stand corrected. You're right. You are absolutely right.
Yeah. My safety is not up to them.
It's up to you.
My safety is my concern.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
All they are supposed to do is secure my rights so I can look to my safety.
There you go.
And if I don't want to be safe and wear a mask, they have no say in that.
That's right.
If I want to be safe by protecting my home in whatever manner I have to do, then they protect my right to do that. I have the right to life, liberty, property, and the right to defend all three.
Amen.
And they are supposed to make sure that my rights are secure.
Amen.
Can I get Janet to come join our militia?
Yeah. Oh, believe me, her and Harold. Janet is the spearhead of our Constitution for the state of Jefferson. She is Madam Constitution.
Well, she talks just like we talk.
Yeah.
These have been very, very difficult, trying times for me, and I am seeing so many people who should know better be sunshine patriots. And summer soldiers, summer's over. We are now in the midst of our fight. We are crossing the river with our feet bound in rags, and it's cold, but we will fight.
Amen.
We love you, Janet, and thank you for all the hard work you do for us, love. And best to Harold, your family, and Merry Christmas. I'll be talking to you soon.
Okay. Good show for all of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Janet.
You know, one thing I think that needs to be addressed here is she talked about local. We get a lot from time to time. We get things on the chat room, and I don't know if we have
What we do is people will always offer some opinion. And, you know, on the chat room itself on KCNR1460.com, you can go in there and you can read the chat and see what dialogue people are having on there. And, you know, we all come on there and some people put their name, some people put, you know, the fantasy name or whatever they have on there.
Slow flow or I can't flow or I used to flow.
So, you know, they'll say things that are, you know, you can't debate with them and so forth. But some of the things that they put on there, we've already covered in multiple radio shows. When they're talking about joining the Greater Idaho Movement, we can't do it. It's not constitutional.
Duh.
And so those are the kind of things that we've already addressed in several shows before. So I get where people are, you know, just now waking up and they're coming to the realization, hey, there's another option. No, there is no other option. You do exactly what Janet just said. You take care of business. You take care of home first and foremost. You get home taken care of. You get home solid. And then you can branch out once that is secure, once that is rock solid, and everybody's on the same page moving forward. And so those are the kind of things that people need to understand. Why would we join the Greater Idaho Movement and create a state that is huge? You know, because all of Idaho and then most of Oregon, and then it's going to come back down into Siskiyou and a couple other counties, including Shasta County, being the most southern county in that movement according to their maps that are drawn. So we want a smaller state. We want a much smaller state that's more centralized for people to be able to be productive and active in it all the way through.
Well, there's that, and also there's legality of it. It just shows that, and I don't mean ignorance and being stupid. I mean ignorance and ununderstanding, and that is, number one, you'd have to get the approval of the legislative body of the state of Idaho, the legislative body of the state of Oregon, the legislative body of the state of California. You'd have to get all their approval. You can't create a state within another state or states without an Article 4, Section 3 state split. If you're going to join, and because you're contiguous, that's fine and dandy. But in hearing the governor of Idaho, his comment was, "Well, you know, it's all fine and dandy. We'd really like the tax revenue." That was his quote. "We'd like the tax revenue, but realistically, and that's part of the problem is people are angry. They're afraid. They're not educated in what goes on. But you'd have to get three different states to agree to do this." And number one, Oregon doesn't want to agree with it. Number two, California will never agree to it. And number three, when you look at the situation of Idaho, they didn't say, hey, guys, come on in here. Come on, join us. Let's move this boundary. Let's move these lines. They didn't say that. Oregon said, hey, we want to come to you because we're getting screwed in Oregon. And Northern California is getting screwed. And, you know, everybody's getting screwed, so we all want to join you. That isn't the way it works. I mean, it's kind of like this new California thing. I know. Let's appoint senators. So these guys go out, they appoint different people who are senators in all these different counties. They appoint people who are assembly people in all these different counties. They have a constitutional convention, which doesn't really talk about a constitution.
Is that a shadow government?
It is. They have constitutional conventions where they have a bunch of guests come in and speak about a variety of different things. You know, everything from the Muslim Brotherhood to, well, let's really connect. What is the real truth here? You know, let's really connect the dots. And, the thing is that people are just so upset and afraid of all these different things. They don't understand the law, the legalities, the Constitution. And I'm not saying that that's a real bad thing. As much as it is, it shows the frustration and it shows the fear. It also shows how much we need to be educated and we need to have action. And how do we have action? Just exactly like Janet said, we have action through the local government. And talking about action in a local government, I'm turning this over to my friend Dan Scoble.
Anybody want to take a break, I thought? We still have time.
No, we have a minute left.
So, one of the things you want to talk about is the stores staying open in these places.
Well, you know, we'll do that next week because you've got a minute. That's it, brother.
Okay, well, next week. Let me throw this out. If we only have a minute left, I didn't know how much time we had, but... I know we saw what we saw in the Texas deal on the Supreme Court the other day. I will just say this, that there is other paths to this victory, okay? One of the things like people look up is Executive Order 13848. That will kind of give you an idea what our options are if the other paths with the Supreme Courts do not work. I think right now that Lynn Wood has one case and then... Sidney Powell has four cases. So just hang in there. Look that executive order up and read it. And that may be where we're going next.
One more time on that number, buddy.
On
the executive order. One more
executive
time.
Order 13848.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Dan, for being here and sharing with us. Appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Anytime, brother. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.